Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. In this episode, we will talk about Shogun, the first 2 episodes, because I haven't watched the 3rd one yet. I haven't really had the time. Anyways, so we're going to talk about that. And then since it's March, I will be sharing my watch list for the month of March with a lot of highlights with you. And also, what comes in March? The Oscars! I will give you the first part of my final prediction for the Oscars this month in this episode. And the second part will be on the episode on Sunday. Because this, I can talk. Because since I'm running behind in episodes, I just wanted to release this one when it was supposed to release on tomorrow. It was supposed to be released, I think, if I'm not mistaken it, on Sunday, but I was too busy, and so I couldn't release it. So this is the episode. Also, this is like the 100th episode, 100th and 120th episode. So, I don't know what to say besides thank you so much for being on this journey with me. And also enduring the fact that I keep like running behind episodes. So yeah, let's talk about. Also, I have to share some news with you, because we have got a bunch of news in regards of some of our favorite TV shows returning with new seasons. So we'll have to talk about that, all of that, in the segment where I talk about the news in the industry. Anyways, let's talk about Shogun. Shogun is a remake because it used to have a series from I think the 80s, and it's also a remake of a book because it's also a book. So I falsely said that it was like Chinese, but it's actually Japanese. And Shogun is this series with 10 episodes. And the first 2 were released on February 27th. And the 3rd one was released on March 5th. That's right, yesterday, by the time I'm recording this episode. So yeah. And Shogun is like, It's basically like described as a historian drama, period drama, war epic, and an adventure. But it's like mostly has to do with the Japanese like period in the like the Japanese history in the year 1600, and it's like it was called out to be as good as Game of Thrones, and as someone who has only seen 3 episodes of Game of Thrones and from season 1 of Game of Thrones, I have to say I kind of get that. And I just love, like, I used to watch this, it was Chinese, but it's basically the same. Like, it's, like, Asian. So, I used to watch this, like, series in, it was Chinese, but I don't know the name. But I really like it. And I also love, I love samurai. I used to watch, like, the samurai movies and TV shows and also by Disney, so I am very happy with this. And also, I just love, like, drama and intrigues and loyalty. And so, Shogun is, like, about, it's, like I said, it's set in the 1600 century, and the story is told from the perspective of British hero John Blackthorne, who, by the way, sounds and looks like Tom Hardy. So if I talk about the first 2 episodes, and if I accidentally say Tom Hardy, this Tom Hardy reacted this way, Tom Hardy did this, so this will be why. But so yeah, it's about him, and he is a sailor who kind of gets like he lands in Japan, and but he also like rises from outsider to a samurai. And also, oh my god, the MMA fights in this one. Chef's kiss. Anyway, so then he is also like being used by the Japanese leader Toranaga. Because like there are just like kingdoms, I should say. There are like 5 different ones. And from the one kingdom, the next in the next line in the throne, that like boy is too little because he's like I think 3 years old, and so that's why they have this like board of leaders, and Toranaga is just one of them, and he also like uses John Blackthorne to reach the top of the ruling chain or shogun. And also like John Blackthorne is also a pilot and also a captain, and so he gets like captured by the Toranaga, and he arrives in May of 1600 in Japan, and the Japanese call him like Anichin San, and it's like it's a threat into a world of like dangerous politics, because obviously he's like Protestant, and also he can speak Portuguese. That's a no-go and during this time, because you know they were in the war with the rest of the world, with the Western world. So So he finds himself in this like world, like with politics and intrigues between rival Japanese warlords and the Regency, and the Catholic Church is also a part of this, and then the empires of Spain and Portugal with the help of the like translator. She is a female one, and we see everything that's going on in the first two episodes from the perspective from Jack Black, as a foreigner coming to this foreign land where he doesn't even speak the language. Then we switch and see the shenanigans from the perspective from the each like leaders of the board of the Japanese like board. And so John Blackthorn, he tries to navigate the treacherous like waters under the suspicious looks of the most powerful man in the world, Yoshitoro Naga. And also, he's also like, kind of like a spoiler in this second episode, but he's also like being like they think he's a spy, but he proves he's not. So that's basically the premise of the series. And also, like, one thing special about this one is that it was announced in 2016, but it took like from the WJ strike and the coronavirus pandemic, so it was like this year. And also, it's made by FX, so you know it's going to be good. And also, it's like it's half-half, so it's, if you watch it in English, it's like English and Japanese, a lot of subtitles you will have to read. But the special thing is that it was like voiced in Japanese first, then in English first, then also, and they credit the subtitles. Also, the position of the subtitles are like higher than the usual ones, so you don't really miss anything while you're reading in the episode, to watch episode. And also, they wanted to make this as accurate as possible to the Japanese history, so they hired like, day by day, I mean like effects, hired actual factual Japanese historians to make it like as historically accurate as possible. And also, it just like looks so good, like it's like as if you're watching a movie but in a TV show form. And I am so excited to watch more about this series. And also, is the cast, like, we've got Ryozaki Sanada, who we love and know from. He plays Yoshitoro Naga. He was in John Wick, Bullet Train, Westworld. He played Musashi, also in Avengers Endgame. He played Akihiko, so he's a veteran in the industry. Then we've got Cosmo Jarvis. He is John Blackthorne, and he was in, I know him from his role in the what's the name? In the movie from 2022, which is called Persuasion. That's the movie I know him from. He played Wentworth. So yeah. Then we've also got Anna Savoy. She was in Legend. Excuse me. She was in Monarch Legend Legacy of Monsters. She played Kate Randa in that one. You know, that one with King Kong and Godzilla. That one. And then, yeah, that's it actually. Those are the known ones. And, I have to say, huge trigger warnings, because out of, like, loyalty, people kill themselves, and also babies are also killed. So there's a lot of, like, trigger warnings, suicide and violence and war and blood. But it's, like, so intriguing. Like, I couldn't, like, stop thinking about this, and also watching, like, I have binge watched both episodes back to back, and both, like, the first one is like 1 hour and 10 minutes, so, and it never really felt that way, because it, like, jumps from John Blackthorn then to the different kingdoms, and then also it also, like, gave me major Pirate of the Caribbean vibes, which I love, and also, like, I love the pilot episode, because it was very, like, that's very introductory, so we got to know all of the kingdoms, and, lineage, and also, like, the priest, and which is also, like, the priest is also, it's kind of, like, weird to say for this point, but the priest and Anna Savoy and John Blackthorne, they all, like, have, they all, like, are probably one of our main characters. And also, the thing also they did is, like, they used, like, Japanese actors and actresses, which, don't really whom don't really speak English, but also they used some who speak English, so that's the special thing about this series. Also, like, in speaking of the first episode, I just loved, like, all the costumes, and the scenery was just so beautiful, and also, like, the family dynamics, I'm trying to think what else happened in the first episode. Also, like, in Osaka, that's where Lord Toranogo lives, and he... so there are, like, a lot of intrigues in this series. I don't want to spoil it yet, because I want you guys to watch this one, and then be, in awe by the performances, costumes, scenery, and just, like, overall the storyline of this series. And there are, like, a lot of, like, I love how much they played with shadows and also, like, brightness and darkness and colors, like red, blue, green. I'm trying to think. Or, like, you know, like, how they ate their, how they, like, ate their meals in this, like, during this period in Japan. Also, like, but also I have to say one critique point is that it's like a very like Western look into how Japan is or was during this time. And that's my only like critique point to say. And also like the first one is like very, very like slow, but I love the world building and the introduction of the characters and their lineage, and also like the like who is bad, who is evil, who is a rat, who isn't a rat. And it like gave me, like I said, like major like mob tie vibes, and also like Pirate of the Caribbean vibes. And so like I also like the hierarchy between the kingdoms, like from the butlers until like the royals. So that was really cool to see like how they're behaving and how they're like dressed and so on and so forth. Like a lot of like really gory scenes in both episodes, but I think my favorite moment from this episode, from this, the first two episodes, were the court scene with John Blackthorne and Anna Sawai and the priest and Yoshi Toranaga, where John Blackthorne had to like explain himself why he came and what his mission was. And while he like says that in English, we hear it in English, Anna Sawai is translating it into Japanese. And it was like really, really interesting to see, because he would like, John Blackthorne said something about the Toranagas. And it was really interesting to see like how Anna Sawai has, she, in this series, she plays Lady Mariko, and it was really interesting to like how she will like translate what John Blackthorne said about Japan and also like about the Toranagas. That was really interesting. Also, I was on the seat of my edge the whole time during this scene in this episode, along with like the assassin, situation in the towards the end of the episode. Also, like, the first episode has a cliffhanger, and the second one also has a cliffhanger. You have like a lot of like ladies and lords in this series, and like you obviously like feel this tension between, like, this romantic tension between Blackthorne and Mariko. So I'm very excited and intrigued to watch like the third episode, and also the whole thing in general. And I'm just like curious to know how certain things, which I don't want to spoiler, how will they unfold. And also there are certain things happen that might and will affect the lineage of a few people in power in this episode, series. So I have to say that this series was created by the showrunners of Game of Thrones, so it really feels like an Asian version of that. Also, one of the Frederick E. Otoye, he also, like the director, he also the writer, director, he also did like The Boys and Westworld as well, a few episodes of Westworld. So yeah, I'm very excited to watch more. And like from the, it was just so interesting to watch. Like you are on the edge of your seat in throughout the whole 2 episodes. And I also like, I'm very excited to watch more and to really like dive in into this, because it will get deeper in the a few episodes, like in 5 and 6, because I've like watched some reviewers who got to watch more than we did, like the public did, so they're like saying it's going to be an amazing ride, a journey. And also, like, the fact that it took, like, so much more longer than we all anticipated. And also, really, like, see that the need for it, because like, the original showrunners, not from the Game of Thrones, but, like, before they did, like, one of the writers, I think, of Game of Thrones, they kind of, like, left the project and then came back. So I am very excited for the direction it will go. With that being said, let's talk about the news, because I guess I've got some news for a few FX shows. Obviously, I will be doing a spoiler talk once all the episodes have been released, and probably 1 month from now or 2 months from now, I'll be doing a full-on spoiler talk. So I'm very excited, because I tried to like give you bits and pieces here, but I didn't want to really spoiler you guys. Then The Boys Season 4, I know that's not FX, but it still counts. It still counts as in June release. The Boys Season 4 will be released in June, and June 13th, to be honest and exact. Star Wars The Acolyte will also be released in June, and House of the Dragon Season 2 will also be released June. So, to my fellow podcasters, it's going to be a long month to recap on, but I'm still very excited. Then, so Scott, George, and the Osage Singers will perform Best Original Song nominee Wal Sa Sahe, a song for my people from Killers of the Flower Moon at the Oscars next week. Then Becky G will perform Best Original Song nominee, The Fire Inside from Flaming Hot at the Oscars. Then a sequel to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mutant Mayhem will be released in theaters on October 9th, 2025, according to Variety. Then also Billie Eilish will perform What Was I Made For next week at the Oscars. Then The Zone of Interest has now become Jonathan Glazer's highest grossing film ever, according to Film Updates on X. Then Henry Golding has joined the cast of 9 Perfect Strangers Season 2, which I'm waiting for forever. I cannot wait for it, but I don't know when it will be released. I think the first season was released 2021 or 2019. I'm not sure. Then, according to the Empire magazine, Hayden Christensen said that he, and I quote, shouted and growled at the kid before filming the younglings scene in Revenge of the Sith to get a genuine reaction. And to that he also said, and I quote, I saw him years later. I said, sorry about how that went, end of quote. At least he's a nice guy. Then Pedro Almodovar's first English language feature, The Room Next Door, will begin filming sometime this week. It stars Tilda Swinton and Julianne Moore. And then Poor Things will be available to stream on Hulu tomorrow. Tomorrow, March 7th. Then, John Batiste will perform Best Original Song nominee, It Never Went Away from American Symphony at the Oscars next week. Then, Dan Lin is the new head of film at Netflix, and he previously produced the Lego Batman movies, Avatar The Last Airbender live action, and is also executive producer on Godzilla X Kong The New Empire, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Then Dakota Fanning will be starring in Brian Bertino's horror film titled Vicious, and it follows a young woman who must spend the night fighting for her existence as she slips down a disturbing rabbit hole contained inside a mysterious gift from a late night visitor, according to Variety. Also, sadly, Christian Richard Lewis has died at the age of 76 a few days ago. Then GTA 6 is about to enter the final stretch of development as as Rockstar Games has asked all employees to return to the office 5 days a week from April, according to Bloomberg.com. Then there will be a movie released on April 5th, and it's called Parasite the Grey. It's a live-action adaptation from Train to Busan. Director Yoon Sung-ho, and it's going to be released on Netflix. Then EA confirmed a Star Wars Jedi 3 is currently in development. EA Sports. Then Respawn's first-person Mandalorian Bounty Hunter game has been cancelled, according to Discussing Film on X. Then One Punch Man Season 3 will be animated by Studio GCSTAFF. Then there will be a new movie titled Musica, starring Camila Mendes and Rudy Mancuso. Yes, the winner. And that one will be released on April 4th on Prime Video. Then so, Francis Ford Coppola's movie Megalopolis is set to have a major IMAX release this fall, according to Deadline. Then we've got a bunch of like new presenters for the Oscars next week, and those are the following: Bad Bunny, Chris Hemsworth, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Michael Keaton, Regina King, Jennifer Lawrence, Kate McKinnon, Rita Moreno, John Mulaney, Andrew, Catherine O'Hara, Octavia Spencer, Rami Youssef, along with Anya Taylor-Joy, Ariana Grande, Issa Rae, Emily Blunt, America Ferrera, Ben Kingsley, Sir Ben Kingsley, Melissa McCarthy, Ryan Gosling, Steven Spielberg, Charlize Theron, Christoph Waltz, Forrest Whitaker, Sally Field, Cynthia Erivo, Tim Robbins, Mary Steenburgen. We got a first look at Disney's Tron Ares, the second installment of Tron, which stars Jared Leto, Greta Lee, Evan Peters, Hassam Minhaj, Jodie Turner-Smith, Arturo Castro, Cameron Monaghan, and Gillian Anderson. So, according to Deadline, Joker 2 is widely anticipated to premiere at Venice Film Festival in September. then filming has begun on Only Murders in the Building season 4. And Denis Villeneuve's Dune Part 2 has reached an A cinema score from audiences. And I have watched the first one, as I always do, in preparation for the second one. And I am, like, my hype is through the roof, and I cannot wait to watch it very, very soon. And then talk about it. So, Wendell Pierce has been cast as Perry White in The Superman, according to The Superman by Superman Legacy, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the one by James Gunn. You can now watch The Green Knight on Max. Then Helena Reins, A24 erotic thriller Baby Girl, has wrapped filming, and it stars Nicole Kidman as a powerful and in-control CEO who begins an affair with a charismatic intern played by Harris Dickinson. Then Disney is reportedly considering bringing back Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow, please, for Pirates of the Caribbean 6, but it would be for a supporting role. Either way, I'm fine with anything with Johnny, according to Screen Time on X. Then we got the first trailer poster for Fallout, which will be released on April 12th on Prime Video. And it's also created by the human beings who created Westworld. I'm still sad that it was cancelled. Not sad, but angry. Then the official selection program for the 77th Cannes Film Festival will be released on April 11th, and Greta Gerwig will preside over this year's competition jury, according to film updates on X. A Baywatch reboot is in the works at Fox. Then Kumami Ninjani has joined the cast of Only Murders in the Building season 4 in a recurring role, according to Variety. Then Dune Part 2 officially debuted with a 182.5 million worldwide in the opening weekend, and is the highest since Barbie in July 2023. So, Invincible Season 2 Part 2 is heroing edge of your seat dynamic in television, according to theexerto.com.
then Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Giuliani will be starring in a movie titled The Idea of You, and that one will be released on May 2nd on Prime Video. It's a movie. Avatar The Last Airbender has been renewed for 2 more seasons at Netflix. As I said, we'll get the book Earth and Fire with Toph. I'm so excited. And it will conclude after the third season. I hope they will sprinkle some Legend of Korra things in that one as well, in the third season. So, Hideo Kojima reviewed Dune 2, and in that he said, This is cinema. This masterpiece of Denis will likely become a resistance that will significantly delay the spread of subscription services." End of quote. So there will be an upcoming Twilight remake, and that one will be an animated series, according to Deadline.com. Also, there will be another John Wick TV series. I assume on Prime Video. So, Kung Fu Panda 4 is expected to outperform Dune 2 domestically this weekend. Oh yeah, you guys will get to watch it earlier than we Europeans. We will get to see it on March 14th. That's next week. Oh, I'm screaming, crying, throwing up because I'm so excited for the fourth installment. And then Karen Sony confirmed lots of cameos and surprises in Deadpool and Wolverine. He said that to Variety, and then he also said, "I quote, let's just say a lot of people traveled to London." End of quote. So Denis Villeneuve said to Entertainment Weekly that he would love to make Dune Messiah to work with Anya Taylor-Joy and Florence Pugh more. And he also continued by saying, and I quote, "Those actresses are so inspiring. They give me chills and the will to do another one." End of quote. And I've like heard only great things about part 2 of Dune, and so I'm very excited. So Bob Iger doesn't believe there's superhero fatigue, and I quote, "They want great films. If you build it great, they will come." Oppenheimer is a perfect example of that. Just a fantastic film, end of quote. Also, he also said about Deadpool and Wolverine that it will be one of the most successful Marvel movies they've done in a long time. Also, Jamie Dornan will be on the Hot Ones show on March 7th, that's tomorrow. So Maxime will be released in theaters on July 5th, 2024. And I'm so excited to see Halls in it. And Mia Goff as well. Then Warner Bros. Says the company plans to focus more on live service, mobile, and free-to-play games. And one of the games will be Suicide Squad. So, Cameron Diaz is in talks to star opposite Keanu Reeves in a dark comedy titled Outcome, directed by Jonah Hill. According to Deadline. Dakota Johnson said that she'll never ever be in a movie like Madame Web again. And I quote, "It was definitely an experience from me to make that movie. I probably will never do anything like it again because I don't make sense in that world." End of quote, according to Bustyle. Sorry, I had to laugh because it's just funny. You can watch Argyle on video on demand now. And Mean Girls is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Mean Girls. So, Ghost of Tsushima is a game, and that one will be released on PC, May 16th. Okay, that's it for this segment. I forgot to mention that I would also do a best and worst release TV show and movie release ranking, my monthly ones, for the month of February. So let's do that before I forget about it. So, in the best category, I would say migration, then also Has Been Hotel, then A Bug's Life, because I love Aquafina, and also Percy Jackson. I would put that one in the meh category. Echo, I would put into... Wait, that's a dry. Excuse me. Also, in the best category, I would put Lover, Stalker, Killer. That's a documentary on Netflix. You should watch it. It's really good. Then also Griselda. Also in the best category, I would put The New Look. I would put like Anyone But You into the category of good, but good. Yeah, okay, let's put it in good. Then The Iron Claw, I would put it into the best category solely for the performance of Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White. Ferrari, I'd put into the best category as well because of Adam Driver's performance. Expats, I would put the expats, I'm sorry. I'd put into the good category because of Nicole Kidman. Aquaman goes into the category of worst. Then The Beekeeper, also worst. Star Wars is the Bad Batch. It's going amazingly, so I'd put it on the best category. Then, obviously my highlight was The Last Airbender. I'd put it on the best category as well. Miller's Girl goes into the category of worst. Okay, I'll give it a good mid. Let's put it in the mid category. And I also watched Demon Slayer. Well, actually, I'm like... let's put that for March. So yeah, that was my list for my ranking for February. I have to say, we had like some really, really good ones, like Avatar. and the new look and Aspen Hotel. And I also have this on immigration, and I have to say we have also got some not so good ones. Miller's Girl and also a Bit Beekeeper. So yeah, that was the ranking. I'm super excited for March. You'll know why, because in the next segment I'll be sharing my watch list for the month of March. And then I'll share the first part of my final predictions for the Oscars next week. Sorry, I forgot about Shogun. Obviously, I put it into the best category, but it's not done yet. But still, it's going up there. Also, into the like not so great category, I put Cristobal Balenciaga. I think we all know why. And why that one was created. So, yeah. Also, like, Welcome to Wrexham and Formula 1 Drive to Survive goes also into the best category. I'm not finished with season 2 of Welcome to Wrexham yet, but I'm still in there, hanging in there. And also, Formula 1. As Drive to Survive, I'm currently going backwards. Currently, on season 3, episode 9, and I just love that. And I cannot wait for the qualifying practice and race tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Bahrain was very interesting. Anyways, and also like under the worst category, like the mid category, I would put NASCAR, the thingy on Netflix, because they tried to be a Drive to Survive, but they didn't work out. So, I'm super, super excited to share my watch list for the month of March. Also, I finished Our Flagman's Death. And obviously, I have to put that one onto the best one as well for the month of February, because it was amazing. I watched all 2 seasons and I cried laughing because it's just hilarious. It's just perfect. And what Taika Waititi is just amazing. He's so funny. Also, on my One Piece journey, I'm currently on episode 760. I have way too many more to go. So, I still have to watch it, but it's on my list, and it's the completely made-up adventures of Dick Turpin on Apple TV+. Then also, the Gentleman series by Guy Ritchie. You know, it's the spin-off for the Gentleman movie, which originally Guy Ritchie wanted to make the Gentleman movie we all love and adore a series, but then it was way better than the movie, so now we'll get a Gentleman series with Wow. with Theo James and Daniel Inks and so on and so forth, like Vinnie Jones, obviously Giancarlo Esposito. And I'm so excited. I don't think that we'll see some cameos, but you'll never know. So yeah, that is my highlight for March. Another thing I'll also be watching, I started to watch the first episode of The Regime with Kate Winslet. Has to be. Yes, with Kate Winslet, and I just enjoyed. Like, it's made, it's created, the series, it's created by the showrunners for Succession, so you know it's going to be good. It's, I really like it. I don't know, like, so many people are, like, saying, oh, it's, like, it's not good, but I love it. That's, like, my forte. It's a political drama. It's just chef's kiss. Then I also watched, March is usually, like, you know, the Mandalorian month, but since we didn't get a new season, I am just, like, filling that void with Star Wars Is a Bad Batch. So then I also watched the Megamind Rules series on Peacock, I think. It's just so nice to be back in the Megamind universe. And also it has, like, so many voice actors. It's an animated one. You know, obviously the Megamind as well by the movies. Because it was like a series and then the movie, the sequel to the Megamind movie from 2000 and... Let me guess and check. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, and Megamind Rules is just basically like a continuation, but just like Megamind is like, he's a hero instead of a villain. So yeah. But we got a lot of like voice actors like Josh Brenner. He was in Last of Us, but also in Megamind, along with Rugrats and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and also Bromates. Like, there are so many like voice actors in this series. Where you're like, oh, okay, I know this voice. From where do I know this voice? And then, boom, it's like from Rick and Morty, Family Guy, and American Dad. So it's a lot of fun listening to those voices. I love it. It has like 8 episodes. It's just really, really good. I haven't watched the movie yet, but I will definitely watch it. Then I also will be watching... What's it called? Constellation? Nope. What's the name? Constellation. It's on Apple TV Plus. And 5 episodes have been released since its release on February 21st. And it's a sci-fi thriller, and it stars Naomi Rapace and Jonathan Banks and Jamie D'Arcy, and it's really, really good. It gave me like For All Mankind vibes, but also Silo vibes, so I love it. Well, I haven't watched it. I have only watched like 30 minutes and I love it. It's really intriguing. Then I also want to, I'm playing on watching Manhunt, also on Apple TV Plus, and it's like the about this about like aftermath of the assassination of the Abraham Lincoln assassination. Then I want to watch okay, that's going to be on March 15th. On March 7th, that's tomorrow, I will be watching Ricky Stenicki. That's a Prime Video movie with Zac Efron. Then as John Cena, it's a funny one. Then I'm also very excited for March 21st, also March 20th, because for the second part of Invincible, and also the X-Men 97 series on Disney Plus, and also it's like a remake, but it's a new series, but also in the look of the 90s, so I'm very intrigued to see Charles Xavier again, and Magneto, because like Charles is dead, and Magneto has inherited everything, so I'm very excited about how that will unfold. Then also on March 20th, I'm very excited for Kung Fu Panda 4. I'm very excited about that. Then Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. Did I forget anything? In regards of movies, let me check my notes. Also, Driveway Dolls. I'm excited to watch that. Because I haven't watched it yet. Ghostbusters, I said already. Also in February, I watched the Amy documentary, and that was a difficult watch. So I'm very excited for April, for Back to Black. But if we go back to March, on March 21st, my highlight of the month of March is the release of Three Body Problem on Netflix. It's going to be a sci-fi a pause, and I'm very excited about that one. So that one will be released on March 21st. Then, something would be released on March 28th. I'm not sure what that was. Oh yeah, Damsel as well, Damsel. Arthur the King. Also, like, The Signal, the German series, along with, wait, that's April, along with, what's the name I'm trying to think of? I still have to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the one on Prime Video with Donald Glover. I also want to watch Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of the Kids TV, the one by Nickelodeon, where they'll expose Dan Schneider. Then Roadhouse, I think it's the name, with Jake Gyllenhaal, will be released either this month or next month. Also very excited for the Garfield movie. I think will also be this month or next month. But yeah, those are the my watch list. That's the my watch list. Can talk. That's my watch list for the month of March, and I'm very excited for the Oscars. Anyways, let's talk about part one of my final Oscar predictions. So, I think it will, in the category for actor in a leading role, I think the award will go to Cillian Murphy, and actor in a supporting role will go to Robert Downey Jr. Then actress in a leading role will go to Lily Gladstone. Actress in a supporting role will go to Emily Blunt. Animated feature film, I think it will be The Boy and the Heron or Nimona. I'm not sure, but I think and want it, or it could be also, I mean, I want it to be Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, but if not, then I wanted to be The Boy and the Heron. Studio Ghibli. Cinematography will go to Oppenheimer. Costume design will go to Oppenheimer. Directing will go to Oppenheimer. Documentary film, feature film, will go to, I have seen none of that. I don't know. Let's skip that. Documentary short film will go to, let's skip that as well, because I haven't seen any of that. The nominees. Film editing will go to Oppenheimer or Killers of the Flower Moon. International feature film will definitely go to The Teacher's Lounge or The Zone of Interest, either of them. Could be this. I want it to be The Zone of Interest. Makeup and hair styling will go to Oppenheimer or Poor Things. I'm not sure. Then music original score will definitely go to Oppenheimer. Original song will go to Barbie. Best picture will definitely go to Oppenheimer. Production design, I think Barbie. Animated short film, skip that. Live action, red, white, blue, because I like that. Sound will go to Oppenheimer. Visual effects will go to Guardians of the Galaxy, writing adapted screenplay will go to Barbie. Writing original screenplay will go to Anatomy of a Fall. I think we don't need a second part because I have already read every single, gone through and read every single Oscar nomination category. Anyway, so yeah, those are my final predictions. I have to say, Oppenheimer will dominate this year, followed by Barbie, or followed by Killers of the Flower Moon, and then Poor Things, and then Barbie. So yeah, I'm very excited for the Oscars. Not actually next week. It's March 10th. March 10th is Sunday, so... But it will be... For me, it will be Monday, March 11th. So yeah, I'm very excited for the Oscars. With that being said, thank you so much for listening and for your support. And make sure to turn the notifications on so you don't miss an episode. And also to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And also check out the social media. And give this podcast 5 stars on all podcast apps. Check out my YouTube channel for more guests, for the video versions of my guest episodes. And... thanks for your support, and write a kind review while you're there, giving it 5 stars or less, whichever you like. And check out my blog, because I uploaded my review on our Avatar The Last Airbender, the live action version. The link is in the show notes, and I will talk to you on Sunday, probably Monday. We'll talk about the Oscars, and I'm very excited about that. Then I will also tell you if I liked Poor Things or not, because I'm going to watch it after I release this episode. This episode will be released tomorrow, so that's March 7th. And also I'll also tell you if I liked Spaceman and The Gentleman, and I'm very excited for both, The Gentleman. So yeah, I wish you a great day, night, wherever, and I'll talk to you on Sunday.
aka Oscars. Night.
Bye.